Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Aboard the inaugural sailing of Carnival Celebration. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker on location.
Here's your cruise news for Monday, November 14th. Royal Caribbean's Wonder of the Seas is officially at its new winter home port in Port Canaveral, Florida. The largest cruise ship in the world, as of now, will spend the winter sailing seven-night voyages from Central Florida to the Eastern and Western Caribbean. The ship made its debut earlier this year when it arrived in Port Everglades before repositioning for Europe for a summer of med cruises. Wonder is the fifth Oasis-class ship in a six-ship class. Other Oasis-class ships include Oasis of the Seas, Allure, Harmony, Symphony, and the upcoming Utopia of the Seas coming out in 2024. And on a recent business update, Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings reported a $295 million loss, though much improved over a Q2 loss of $509 million. On a recent business update, the company said that the line is standing its ground on not discounting like other cruise lines. Q3 saw occupancy levels at 82%, and bookings are now back to 2019 levels. Norwegian is the only major cruise company that hasn't turned a profit yet. The company has also been stricter with startup protocols and occupancy restrictions. And finally, Carnival Cruise Line hosted its first ever $1 million slot tournament last week on Carnival's Mardi Gras. 100 prizes were given to players in the competition, including a top prize of $500,000 to that first place winner. Over 1,600 players participated in the largest casino tournament date ever. Over the next 2 years, the line is planning to host two more $1 million tournaments, one in the fall of next year and one in the spring of 2024. And cruise line stocks were up on Friday. Carnival Corporation up 6%, 10.35. Royal Caribbean up 1.3%, 58.48. And Norwegian up 4.5%, 17.86. Here in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, somewhere between Europe and the United States, I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great Monday.
The proceeding was a production of Cruise Radio. For more accurate and dependable updates, subscribe to our YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.